You read.
From where?
Shechem.
Alf. Mitzvah lachol b'erev Yom Kippur laharba b'yisur. So it's a mitzvah to eat on your erev Yom Kippur and to have like a big suda. Am hagav asur yidonet bo afilu ta'anit chalom. It's asur yidonet.
Eat anot. It's a fast.
But if you tanit chalom.
With that? So if you have a really bad dream, there's an idea that you can.
Oh, yeah, that you're supposed to fast after a bad dream.
Yeah, so it's interesting. We take that halacha so seriously, we take bad dreams so seriously, that even on Shabbos, if you had a bad dream, you're allowed to fast.
What do we?
And then interesting, you say you should fast for your fast. Because you fasted on Shabbos, which you shouldn't do. You should do another fast for Atonement.
Have you ever fasted?
I have never fasted on Shabbat.
I'm saying for like Tanis Chalom.
Truth is, no, I have not fasted because I get it nullified. So it's like this process. You go in front of three people, they say, it's a good dream, it's a good dream, it's a good dream, say a certain thing. And it's supposed to switch into a good dream. Have I ever had a bad dream like this? Yes, I have.
Has it ever come true?
Yes, I have. So you should be aware.
If you don't mind.
So one, I will share one I want. It's really personal.
Okay, fine.
I'm telling you, like, there's certain particular things that Mara mentions, which are considered a bad dream. For example, if your teeth fell out. It's not only Jewish whatever tradition, but also in other traditions. You look it up online. Teeth falling out in many, many traditions.
Teeth falling out.
If you, in your dream, your teeth fall out. So it's like a bad sign. There's all sorts of other things. That, if it's very vivid, if it's very strong, it's like, it's not just like, but then these are all considered really bad dreams.
Like, what does that mean religiously?
It means you have to get a nullified, which means you go in front of three friends and they say, it should be good, it should be good, it should be good, and somehow that has the power to make it for the good.
Oh, you're saying what's the simon of the teeth?
What?
There are many different types.
No, I'm saying like, what are the, like, what does it mean when you have a dream like that?
It means that there's potentially something either good or bad. Each dream has different symbolism. But, you know, we're all prophets. And dreams, we're not, we have the potential to be prophets. And the Gemara says that dreams is a 60th of prophets. So if you have a bad dream, you have to, again, it has to be, there are particular guidelines. It has to be particularly vivid and it has to be, you know, and there are certain bad dreams of particular imagery which have certain meanings, but again, it's not really clear whether it's a good dream or it's just dumb shtiyot. The Gemara also says many dreams just have shtiyot, which is nothing, it's foolishness, and it's machlokes. It's not so clear, but in case you have a really bad dream and you're nervous about it and worried about it, you do this thing. You're right, there are many rabbis who say that nowadays, don't worry about it too much. We're not really prophets, we're not on some spiritual level, so don't worry about it. Indeed, there are many rabbis who don't take it too seriously. But I'm telling you, for personal experience, I do attribute certain significance. I do take it with a grain of salt also, but for example, just over the summer, I had one of these bad dreams. I got it nullified, so to speak. But then that night, I found out that a good friend of mine and former student of mine had passed away. So, whatever, take it or leave it. The truth is, he had passed away a month earlier. I just, for some reason, had not found out about it.
Yeah, so that doesn't count.
I don't know. The fact that I found out about it on that day. You know, you could read it in different ways. That was the less intense one. There's another intense one, which was something really, really bad. Probably the worst thing that ever happened to me in my life. Definitely the worst thing that ever happened in my life. Came soon after one of these really bad dreams. That I didn't take so seriously and didn't nullify. So
you're not going to share what the worst thing in your life was, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to do it on a personal. It's pretty personal, but I'm telling you, it was really, really good.
I trust you.
Okay. Anyways, getting back to the point. So on Shabbos we would fast, but on Erev Yom Kippur we would not fast because there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It's so important to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. as to why, what's so important about eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and we're going to learn more about it during Halacha Seder. Mitzvah lechol, dechtiv, as it says, v'tnitem et nafsho teichem, you should afflict your soul, v'tish'ah lachodesh be'erev, on the ninth at night. V'yal lechtom, and it should have said, v'tish'ah lachodesh be'erev, ta'anu et nafsho teichem ad erev. On the ninth at night, you should afflict your soul until nightfall. Okay. The wording, in other words, of the pasuk is kind of strange. Points out Mishabrua. It's actually pointing out based on Tosot. Mashmai sheet anu batisha, which implies that you should actually fast on the ninth. But we know we only fast on the 10th. The Kiblu Chazal, the Chazal have a Kabbalah. What does Kabbalah mean?
Like a minhag,
a tradition. A past time tradition, Mesorah. From Sinai, very good. The Adrabah. What does Adrabah mean?
That on the opposite.
Just the opposite. Mitzvah min haTorah lechol be'erev Yom Kippur. The mitzvah from the Torah is to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Yitein Tzchar Ba'ad Achila. And God wanted to give you a reward as if you fasted. You can't compare a mitzvah that has pain, kamo shamru, the pum tzara agra, as what does the pum tzara agra mean?
The more pain, the better.
Right. According to the pain, as the agra, which means the reward. If it would have told us to eat on the ninth day, I would have only gotten reward for, like, as if I eat on the ninth. Therefore, the Torah switched the language. And counted eating as if you're fasting. Very strange concept. Do you hear what the Mishnah is saying? He's saying, somehow by the Torah calling it fasting, even though you're really going to eat, it's like you fasted and you're getting more reward. Even though you're not actually fasting. Very weird.
Why were they able to change the Gemara?
What?
Why were they able to change the quote?
So again, the Torah says you should fast on the ninth. But it says in a weird way. Somehow the rabbis have this tradition that when it says fast on the ninth, it doesn't really mean fast on the ninth. It means eat on the ninth. So then why didn't you just call it eat on the ninth? Because fast on the ninth, I get rewarded as if I'm fasting on the ninth, even though I'm actually eating on the ninth. Very strange. Very strange. I'll be honest, the upshot, it says fast on the ninth because on the night of the ninth, which means the tenth. So this whole drush is very strange in the first place. But anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah's shot, that God wanted to give super duper reward, and therefore he calls it eat at the ninth. Fast on the ninth, and tells us to eat. Today, the dance chark makayim tzar v'yesh adam lema'et limadov erev Yom Kippurim. And you should learn less on Yom Kippur. Today, lechol v'lishtok, in order to eat and to drink more. A little bit less learning in order to eat and drink. Very strange. You would think on Erev Yom Kippur we should go ahead and learn more. No, we have to eat more. We have to figure out what the heck's going on here. But anyways, we'll learn more about that in Halacha Seder. In the Ian we have today. Avilu Tanis Chalam. Achein in Mityarel and Afsho. If you're scared, Verotze Litanot, and you want to fast, I'm scared. What? Yitaneh Ad Sudam Afsekin. Then you can fast until the meal before the fast. Sudatam Afsekin, the meal that stops. Hefsek. Devadai min adin. Certainly from the din, i.e., Me'ikra din. Sagi. What does sagi mean?
It's enough.
Very good. Shirach ha'pamachar. All you have to do is eat a little bit. Me'im eno mitaneh yom klal. And if you don't fast at all, tov shitaneh ez yom achar yom kippurim. At least fast another day after Yom Kippur to kind of nullify this fast. Me'im chal erev yom kippur ba'achad b'shabbat. And if erev yom kippur falls on Sunday, v'shabbat shalof anav yitaneh tainet chalam, and the Shabbos before and you did a tainet chalam, and then you have to fast over the fact that you had fast on Shabbos. you have to fast over your not fasting on Shabbos. Don't fast on Yom Kippur. Push it off until after the Moed. And according to the Taz, Lael, and whatever, enter Shuv Danet after Yom Kippur. Do not have to fast until after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Kippur Gamazeh. Yom Kippur got rid of the your sin in not fasting, or not really a sin, in your lack of Shlemus. And if it's hard for you to do the fast, you're going to lie upon this and you don't have to fast again. Okay? If somebody made a neder not to eat meat except for Yom Tev, meat ba'er, b'simen, whatever, tafkuf aleph, shemutar lechol b'erev Yom Kippur. And it's mutter to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, the b'lshom ne'adan, mikre Yom Tov. Because it's called a Yom Tov. Lo mibai b'sudam avseket el af gam b'shachris. And you don't need the sudam avseket, rather even on shachris. We even eat meat on Shachris. When you make a neder, your knowledge is in what people call it, and people call Erev Yom Kippur Yom Tov. And so, when you it's considered a Yom Tov, and you can eat meat. But in the night of Erev Yom Kippur, no, then you can't eat meat. Which it seems to again imply that the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is only during the day and not at night. But that's only if you made a neder. But he didn't explicitly make a neder. Had you made explicit? Rather, the minag, he's knowing not to eat meat on days that he doesn't eat. Say tachanan. Then even on the night of Yom Kippur, he can eat meat. But dafka b'layla mamish. Only at night mamish. Avalomi kodem lezeh. But not earlier than that, even though he dived in Marv. Okay, so the point is, on Erev Yom Kippur, we have this mitzvah to eat, and even if you're supposed to fast for a tainis chalom, you should eat on Erev Yom Kippur because it's considered a Yom Tov, and it's something very, very special about Erev Yom Kippur.
Rock, what do you recommend eating for Seder HaMetzvah?
Yeah.